This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
Happy Thursday, Joe.
It is a happy Thursday. It is a very happy Thursday because you know what that means today?
What does that mean?
That means that this time next week, we will be at opening day.
That's true.
See, it's all about the positives today.
7 days.
That's right. 7 days, and let's not mention Tua's sprained wrist. Let's go.
All right. Well, now, speaking of big events, I wanted to talk about this. This morning, this happened the other day. Our former Vice President Joe Biden was speaking at the University of Miami and was talking about how he could beat up or would beat up Donald Trump if he met him
in
high school.
Fight.
And
in high school?
Yeah.
Okay, in high school.
And Donald Trump comes back with, if Joe wants to fight me, we can do that, and I would take him down very quickly. So here's what I'm thinking. I know you're a wrestling guy.
I am.
How big a deal would it be if we had the president and the vice president meeting each other pay-per-view in the steel cage?
Look, man, we've got WrestleMania coming up in April. I mean, we've got it. The main event's going to be Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. We assume that John Cena and The Undertaker are going to be wrestling. This thing is happening in New Orleans, so it's only about, 3 hours away from here. And now we know that Daniel Bryan's going to be wrestling in some capacity. If you want to make this, you bring back Donald Trump, the man that won the hair versus hair match against.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's done wrestling before.
He is a WWE Hall of Famer. You give this man respect, okay? He is in the same hall, if there is a fictitious hall for the Hall of Fame celebrity wing, with such great names as Pete Rose and now Kid Rock, okay? Kid Rock really is going into the Hall of Fame. No joke. That's happening the night
True.
Before WrestleMania. But look, this is a I don't know if I want to see him in a steel cage. I don't know if I want to see him in a Hell in a Cell, or if we just want to go straight Octagon and just go UFC. And now that you can watch the UFC pay-per-views on Amazon Prime, I wouldn't have to pay for it. I mean, I'm already paying for the WWE Network. But I wouldn't have to pay for it to watch the UFC fight. Normally, I watch them on Periscope. Yeah, you can do that, by the way. Just letting you know. Normally, I watch them on Periscope. And so, I don't know which one would be more fun. Because I think that Biden and Trump would both need somebody in their corner. So, I think it would be more like a tag match. Because I don't think Trump and Biden's got the cardio to be able to last.
Yeah, the stamina.
15 to 20 minutes.
I mean, keep in mind they're both. I think they're both over 70. I know Donald is. I think Joe Biden's over 70 as well. So,
right.
That's gonna be a problem.
No, exactly. But
see, if they're both equally weak, it might turn out to be a really good fight, though.
It could be, or it could just be like a really pathetic slap fight type
deal.
Yeah,
you could see
like,
that.
We've already got to deal with, we don't know how Ronda Rousey's going to do at WrestleMania because she's doing the tag match with Kurt Angle, Triple H, and Stephanie McMahon. So we already have that being a small question mark. I don't know. I think the only other path may have to be like they did in the WrestleMania that Donald Trump went against Vince McMahon and have to find a representative. Just finding a representative that has all the values that Donald Trump has, and a representative that has all the values that Biden has, it would be kind of difficult to try to find, because I mean, all the Hispanic wrestlers in WWE aren't very good. They're really not. And,
well,
and I don't want to see Alberto Del Rio back in the WWE because he's horrible. Not because he's Hispanic, just because he's horrible. So,
well, I don't know. By the way, I also saw this in the news earlier this week. Apparently, Macaulay Culkin got into it with they're talking about bringing him in as a part of the wrestling.
Yeah, because, so here's a really cool Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Okay, he has wrestled, and he's wrestled here in Montgomery. In fact, when my wife saw him for the very first time at one of the house shows over at Garrett, she's like, "Who on earth is that man?" And I'm like, "That is the most awesome man on the face of this earth." Braun Strowman, the storyline that they're doing with him right now is they had a tag team battle royal. And so the way that this worked is they were trying to find an opponent for the bar, which is Sheamus and oh my God, how do I forget his name? He's awesome. Cesaro. They tried to find a team for them to face at WrestleMania. Braun Strowman entered this match by himself and eliminated everybody. And so now, like, they're looking at it going, so wait a second, Braun Strowman is going up for the tag team titles by himself against the bar. Now, I thought it would be a great storyline if they just let him do it by himself. It's the whole he's the strongest man, he's tipped over 18-wheelers and all this other stuff.
Right.
They say that he has to have a tag team partner. Totally sucks. That kills how awesome this storyline could have been. Macaulay Culkin wants to be his tag team partner.
Right.
And I truly think after seeing the short film that Macaulay Culkin did, I think that he could possibly handle it. I mean, Braun Strowman's already got Alexa Bliss as his mixed tag team partner. Well, I mean, they lost last night, but, you know, yeah, it may be able to work. It could work.
Here's my contention, because part of the thing that was brought up by Strowman and by others is that Macaulay Culkin is not exactly an imposing physical specimen, which is accurate. However, if you've seen the Home Alone movies,
absolutely,
you give him enough prep time, he can take down pretty much everybody. He's kind of like Batman.
Look
in that
at what
sense.
He did in one night.
Exactly.
Okay. He was able, first off, you're
in
talking
a place that wasn't his home in Home Alone 2.
Exactly. He was in New York City in a town which I don't care who his family is, which I'm always trying to figure out the McAllister family because it's a really weird family to begin with. But this house or whatever that they supposedly used to live in that was being renovated and all that sort of stuff looked like a sketchy part of town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have Macaulay Culkin, which at the time was about, let's see, in the movies, what, like 11?
Something like that.
Something like that.
By 2, he may have been 12 or 13.
He may have been 12 or 13, going around New York City and being able to take all these things and meeting a creepy homeless lady in the middle of Central Park, becoming friends with her, and then trespassing at Carnegie Hall. Let's not forget that he trespassed Carnegie Hall. He trespassed at the World Trade Center because I don't think where he was seeing you could actually stand.
He was also in that toy store after hours, so that was trespassing as well.
This kid is a thug, okay? Right. We know this, okay? He deserved to be in the D home. He didn't deserve to be down in Miami with his family. So as he is doing all this, he got creative enough to use everything in the house. Now, we all know anything can come out from underneath that wrestling ring.
That's true.
Macaulay Culkin could be a great person to have on your team.
I think so, absolutely.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11. Only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.